Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting, Secretary of State in Paris for latest talks on ISIS. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is joining foreign ministers from European and Arab nations Monday in Paris for the latest talks on the battle against Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting Friday in New York that would include U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and political process based on an international agreement last month in Vienna to launch peace talks by January 1st. Earlier today in Damascus, Stephen O'Brien, who is the United Nations Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, made this announcement.
The United Nations and our partners have just finalized the humanitarian response plan for 2016. We need $3.2 billion to help 13.5 million Syrians who require some form of assistance. Some 6.5 million of them are internally displaced. 72% of the population have no access to drinking water. And 2 million children are out of school. This situation is unacceptable. A blot on our collective conscience.
The UN humanitarian chief made the announcement on Monday in Damascus on the last day of a three-day mission to Syria. Meanwhile, in Syria, dozens are reported killed following a heavy bombardment of mortar shells in the opposition-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes struck the town of Douma, killing and wounding dozens, including children. This is VOA News.